The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, May the 25th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClureTables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. A plastic production ban will hurt oil and gas, a ballot recount resumes, and a cable car crash in Italy. A three-year ban on plastics production in legislation congressional Democrats are pushing will collapse the oil and gas industry, causing major national economic damage, according to Representative Bill Johnson, a Republican of Ohio. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and there's more than one way to achieve a ban on hydraulic fracturing, Johnson told media on May the 24th regarding Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm and her releasing a recent statement that the Biden regime supports a ban on hydraulic fracking for fossil oils on all public lands. She made this statement in response to a question from the Ohio Republican at an energy subcommittee hearing of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Granholm's statement has prompted confusion because Biden has previously said he only supports a temporary moratorium on public lands fracking rather than an outright ban with no time limits. In other news, a Republican-led hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's most populous county resumed yesterday after a week-long hiatus. Counters returned to a former basketball arena where contractors working for the state Senate GOP are reviewing Maricopa County's handling of the 2020 election. Senate Republicans issued a subpoena to take control of 2.1 million ballots, voting machines, and election data from the state's largest county after President Donald Trump claimed that the situation in Arizona and other battleground states was marred by fraud. Finally, 14 people died in a cable car crash in northern Italy on Sunday after the cable carrying the passengers up a mountain near Lake Maggiore suddenly snapped. Cardinal Gualtiero Bassetti, the president of the Italian Bishops' Conference, expressed the, quote, closeness of the entire church in Italy in praying for the victims and their families. He said that the crash is a tragedy, quote, that deeply touches the hearts of all, especially because the accident involved families that were on vacation. Bishop Franco Giulio Brambilla of Novara, a diocese in Piedmont where the crash occurred, offered prayers for the victims and asked that the Holy Spirit give comfort to the families in mourning. Our quote of the day comes from Elizabeth Ann Seton. Faith lifts the soul. Hope supports it. Experience says it must. And love says let it be. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a Haitian-American hairdresser, philanthropist, and a former slave, brought to New York City in the late 1780s. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, Mom, I wrote you this special poem for Mother's Day.
Aw, that's so sweet. Can I hear it?
Some fortes are red, some sorrentos are blue. For Mother's Day, we went to Bulldog Kit to brought this for you.
You got me the 2022 Kia Carnival MPV that I've been dreaming about? The leather seats, the extra cargo space, plenty of cup holders, push start, and that new car smell.
So you like it, huh?
Like it? I love it. Thank you so much.
Only the best for you, Mom. That's why we went to Bulldog Kit.
You're so smart.
Get Mom what you really want for Mother's Day. The new 2022 Kia Carnival from Bulldog Kia. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is the Venerable Pierre Toussaint. Born in modern-day Haiti and brought to New York City as a slave, Pierre died a free man, a renowned hairdresser, and one of New York City's most well-known Catholics. Plantationer Pierre Berard made Toussaint a house slave and allowed his grandmother to teach her grandson how to read and write. In his early 20s, Pierre, his younger sister, his aunt, and two other house slaves accompanied their master's son to New York City because of political unrest at home. Apprenticed to a local hairdresser, Pierre learned the trade quickly and eventually worked very successfully in the homes of rich women in New York City. When his master died, Pierre was determined to support himself, his master's widow, and the other house slaves. He was freed shortly before the widow's death in 1807. 4 years later, he married Marie Rose Juliette, whose freedom he had purchased. They later adopted Euphemie, his orphaned niece. Both preceded Pierre in death. He attended daily Mass at St. Peter's Church on Barclay Street, the same parish that St. Elizabeth Ann Seton had attended. Pierre donated to various charities, generously assisting blacks and whites in need. He and his wife opened their home to orphans and educated them. The couple also nursed abandoned people who were suffering from yellow fever. Urged to retire and enjoy the wealth he had accumulated, Pierre responded, quote, "I have enough for myself, but if I stop working, I have not enough for others." Pierre originally was buried outside of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral, where he was once refused entrance because of his race. His sanctity and the popular devotion to him caused his body to be moved to the present location of St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue. Pierre Toussaint was declared venerable in 1996. Pierre was internally free long before he was legally free. Refusing to become bitter, he daily chose to cooperate with God's grace, eventually becoming a compelling sign of God's wildly generous love. Lego has announced the launch of its first LGBTQ-themed building set ahead of Pride Month. The Everyone is Awesome rainbow-colored set includes 11 monochrome minifigures, each with its own unique hairstyle. The design is inspired by the iconic rainbow flag as a symbol of love and acceptance in the LGBTQIA+ community. The set, which will go on sale on June the 1st, consists of 346 pieces and stands just over 4 inches tall. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.